Snoop, Ice-T, there's so many black dicks up here, I feel like we're doing this roast in Lisa Lampanelli's mouth. Basically, Lisa, you've swallowed more black seeds than Warren Sapp at a watermelon eating contest. Ice-T is here. Holy Ice-T, you fucking fossil. Holy shit. You're so old, the first thing you bought with your record deal money was your freedom. On your first album, the N-word was Negro.
Yeah, Kira, what up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're listening to a very special Sunday recorded Papa's Basement. What's up, everybody? I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, with a very goddamn sizzling mouthful of the new Subway jalapeno sub. Jalapeno turkey.
Gross.
Hold on, I need a gargle. We'll get to it in a minute. Oh, Jesus. That is some singeing shit. Oh, my God. Why? I'm in the bad seat, by the way, because I had to give Kira the good, like, kind of soundproofy radio chair that doesn't squeak on the air all the time.
Because that's what I deserve. It's because I'm worth it.
You shut your mouth. It's because you fidget all the time, and it sounded like you were farting in the other chair. So I'm in this hardwood chair with like a big 2x4 that's knocking my prostate into my fucking throat.
I can't help it. If I have energy to spare, it's just busting out all over.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If I just, like, spooge in my pants from the pressure before the end of the show, you are getting the wet naps, and you are doing the nursely cleanup.
Just don't get it in my eye, man.
Spoken like a true trooper. All right, well, you can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives the show and my writing found at inpapasbasement.com. Look us up on iTunes. Just look Papa's Basement iTunes on Google. I don't think there's like a pretty direct link to it, unfortunately. Let's see, you can get us on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Kira, you've got a new personal Twitter. What is that?
I do. It's Kira33M. And
33 male? Anything you need to get out there?
No, it's the first initial of my last name.
Whatever.
I am not a dude, despite my new sexy short haircut.
Yeah, what's up with that, Velma?
Shut up.
You look like Velma with her tits hanging out today.
I don't know. It's just time for a change. That's it. No story there.
Really? No crazy hair dye? You're just going to chop it off? All right.
Yep.
It works. I mean, you rock it. I got to say I'm more a fan of a longer.
Well, all boys are. All guys want you to have, you know, hair down to your ass.
Not to your ass. That's just filthy and unkempt, and it's going to stink like sex and feet after a while. But something. What the hell? We've done the official outro. I can pot down the mouth for war.
Oh, okay.
I love this Dimebag solo, though. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is the soundtrack to me not getting laid in high school. Good old Pantera.
You're going to blame Pantera for that? Come on now.
Well, I'll blame Pantera and Testament and Slayer and so many other things, but Pantera was up there. God damn it, you're not supposed to start again. There we go. There we go. Well, we're going to try a new format today, I think. We're going to try to do, like, kind of break it down the middle. Give you a little pause, a little bit of repose, if you will.
Time to sort of catch respite. Your breath.
Something, yeah. You know, go out, have a spot of tea, as the Brits say. Do something.
Some crumpets, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe the
clotted
voice.
Cream.
My voice was so agitated, you know, so, like, just got to you. Like Gilbert Gottfried, that you got worked up and you got to take a dump from it. Well, we're going to give you, like, a 60-second poop break.
That's
in the
power
of
radio. It makes you poop.
I want that on a bumper sticker. Radio, shit your car. I like that. But, yeah, we're going to break that up. That way I have, like, four things to put on my website instead of two to increase hits.
Nice.
Did I say that out loud? Yeah. That's how that's going to work. Other than that, I'm going to try to sneak in bites of my brand new, like I said, Subway jalapeno turkey sub.
That sounds disgusting.
What do you have against Subway? I mean, it's such basic shit. I get it, but I love it. It's like $5 or $6, and I can act like it's semi-healthy, even though it obviously isn't, right? I mean, it's like a loaf of bread the size of your fucking forearm.
And it's like fluorescent green out of a horror movie. There's some like sallow teenager with plastic gloves on, and there's this one plate of meat.
Shows what you know. It was two Indian franchise owners who made this for me. Continue.
They were sallow for Indians, I'm sure. I mean, everybody just looks like a zombie, and like the meat is gray, and the cheese is like these tiny little triangles where they put the two triangles on, and then they put so much like lettuce and crab you can't even taste the cheese.
Well, you know, yeah, it's obviously like, they can't go heavy.
And
the
bread
protein
is like air. I mean, it's like you're eating nothing. You're paying $6 for nothing.
They obviously can't go heavy on the protein because that's what costs. They make their money on the shitty shredded veggies and the bread. But like, is it wrong for me? I'm like, oh, I got a serving of vegetables out of this. Like, that's my
It is wrong for you. It's there's nothing in there. There's no nutrients whatsoever.
There's
I feel so bad for the biggest loser people who have to eat Subway every single day and I love Subway. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every other show, it's like, we're here to have a healthy lunch. Subway.
I gotta adjust. This chair was cutting off circulation of my dick. It was going to fall off like a Rottweiler's tail.
But then if the circulation is cut off and you start jerking off, it's like you're giving a handjob to a stranger. The reverse of the stranger.
So it feels like I'm jerking off a man.
That's
awesome. Can't wait to work to achieve that. Fuck.
No. I'm just trying to give you the upside to every situation.
Yeah, if I'm going to whack off a stranger, I'm going to want $50 out of it. Instead of like, this feels like I'm a homo prostitute. What is this guy staring in the, hi, sir. Stop giving me the stink eye just because you can hear me outside. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Fuck.
Maybe it was the homo prostitute line.
Yeah.
He might just be looking.
He looks like we went to war with his country. You can, you can pick which war. Vietnam. We beat you.
So anyway.
Yes. Yeah, so you don't like...
No, I don't. I think it's gross and I waste the money and I would rather... You know, eat nasty, fatty McDonald's, Wendy's, really any
of the
other.
That's hardcore. No, I definitely will go with a Subway over that. I mean, unless I'm being cheap and I get two of the fried, like, chicken wraps, where they just throw a fucking tortilla around a chicken finger. The best goddamn thing ever.
Is it? Because I also don't really approve of that. I've never had it, so I don't know. It just
seems
gross.
It's great. I mean, it's like carbohydrate already.
I guess my point is, if you're going to do fast food, just get the Big Mac. The large fries, get the milkshake.
That's why I'm in such horrible shape. I will just half-step my way. I'll take these little half measures where it's like, I ate the grilled chicken wrap, oink, oink, to go with my medium milkshake.
And like girls who order a Diet Coke with their, you know.
I see nothing wrong with that, with their, like, four slices of pizza.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good then, because everybody does that. I mean, I do that, for sure.
Hey, calories are calories if you're cutting them somewhere. I mean, you're already being a fat fuck. At least you're like an ounce of restraint. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Glad you agree.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is all about, is us, you know.
No, it's about
coming
us
together.
That's what the crux of the show needs to be. Like, us about to punch each other.
Okay.
Right where the genitalia is located.
Let's get it on, then.
All right, I got a story I want to run by you. Why are you squinting at me?
I was being angry.
No, you're squinting like the guy looking in a door.
Yeah, I'm not
more
a very good...
More hints to his ethnic background.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah, so, something happened. Something weird happened to me.
What happened to you?
Friday night. You ready for this shit? It's going to blow your mind.
Okay,
I was hanging out. An ex of mine that I broke up with a couple months ago.
Okay. There's a lot of drama here.
Not so much broke up with as I was playing a lot of Mario Galaxy. And she was just like, why don't I ever see you? And I thought, Mario Galaxy wins.
That's really harsh. That's awful.
Have you ever played Mario Galaxy?
No, I haven't. I don't play video games.
You, if you were playing Mario Galaxy, you would dump a lot of...
You think? I mean,
Good damn game. Great game. I mean, it's not like people make fun of you because it's a little kiddie and shit. You're running around and you're grabbing stars, and people have their Xboxes like, oh, fuck you, I played a Russian immigrant who, like, kills a black guy. You know?
I mean, is it like playing Ms. Pac-Man or Space Invaders? It's, like, basic and simple.
It's basic enough where you can really hang with it. I mean, like, I suck at video games now. I used to be a damn, like, prodigy at them. I suck at them now, but even I was, like, completely, like, balls deep in this game. I loved it. If you can't get the hang of Mario Galaxy, just grab a gun and shoot yourself. Like, that's your video game.
Were there any breaks for, like, hanging out with the girl?
No.
No. Why were you even with this girl in the first place?
We had fun, like, hanging out as friends. It was real good, and then it kind of progressed, and we're like, ah, fuck it. I'll wing it. We were good friends. Let's see what happens. And then I bought a Wii for my mom, and then I got Mario Galaxy for it, and my mom never played the fucking Wii, and Mario Galaxy took over.
Okay, all right. So you're hanging out with this girl who you didn't even care to put down the video game for, and yet you made time for her.
That's so belittling. I want her to know if she's listening. A lot of people would have lost that video game. I was pretty hell-bent on skipping the show a couple weeks for that video game.
Okay,
and this is all I look forward to.
Okay, it's more of a glimpse into your dark world than I really wanted, but all right.
Well, I look forward to this and compulsively playing Magic Online and anytime I eat junk food.
Okay.
With my really fat friend, so I don't feel so fat about it.
All right.
Because I look at him and I'm like, I'm the small one. That is how my brain works.
Okay, I'm with you.
Is it just me or is it hot as Doc out in here, by the way? Or is that just
I think it's just you.
God, fucking jalapenos. Those things are tainted.
Gross.
Oh, I've already got salmonella, I bet.
Probably. Enjoy that.
All right. So my ex, she was dealing with the new guy, I guess. She's already got another man. She's one of those girls that doesn't like to be single, I think.
Okay.
That's how I got in the mix there. No.
You were just there and like the magnetic force just pulled you in.
It was like
when molecules lose whatever it is that they lose,
like,
and then they have to find another one.
You know,
it's
how
science.
The
it's
Terminator
science.
Has his like red LED view and like a little crosshair zips around for identification.
And you just kind of wandered into that screen.
I think the crosshair went between my legs. It was like penis ? Yes. And that was about it.
This goes here. Okay.
Yeah. And then it scanned to the finger, the ring finger, and nothing was there, and it was on.
Right on. Okay. So she's got a new man.
She had a new man. She called or she texted and she was bitching about the man. He had like blown her off. They were supposed to do
something.
Did he
blow her off for a video game?
For a football game.
Okay.
Yeah. Same league, I'd say, right?
Right.
In fact, if you want the God's honest truth, one time she was like, I don't care if you're playing video games. I'll just come over anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just play Mario in front of her for like 2 hours. So that's better than just blowing her off entirely, right?
No, I've been in that situation. It sucks.
Really? You're not?
I would much rather be like, oh, you're going to do your fill-in weird, you know, hobby here. I'll be like, just go do that.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, this is going to be boring as shit, but if you insist. And I really thought she'd be like, fuck off, piss off, man.
Yeah.
That's insulting.
No, that's her mistake, because she should have, you know, and she's learned now. She knows.
She was like, yeah, sounds good.
Because, I mean, if I'm hanging out with a guy, we're either talking, watching TV shows that I want to watch, or hooking up, you know?
That you want to watch? What do you like to watch?
You know, like Mad Men and True Blood.
True Blood's good. Waiting for it tonight. Don't worry, I'll get you home in time.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, just shows I like to watch.
Mad Men, I've only seen a couple. All I know about Mad Men is Christina Hendricks.
Well, I mean, it's immaterial. Like, it doesn't matter. The point is, we're doing something that either we both like to do,
or
you know.
Or you like to do. So you wear the dick in the relationship.
No. I don't hang out with people who don't like to do the things that I like to do. That's kind of, you know, there's a little give and take, and I'll do some things that I don't want to do. But I mean, if there's...
Anal? In the butt?
That'd be a no. I'll go on record for that. I'm not that much of a team player.
Okay.
It's not that I haven't tried, it's just, you know.
There goes bit number two.
Sorry, dude.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you do it first, and then I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, any chick who says that, like, you need to look at her for about 3 seconds, and if she doesn't look down, you just punch her once in the jaw. Just show her. Show her who's the boss. Just show her never a comment
I'm
like
just
that
saying,
again.
Like, you stick something up your ass, and then I'll think about it.
I don't like it. I don't even like it if a girl's talking dirty. There's one chick I'll talk dirty to, and she's like, oh, I'll be going down on you, and then I'll shove a finger up your ass. I'm like, hey.
And that's it? You're done? No more dirty talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The gay alert just went off. I have to go.
Exactly. Way to fucking queen me up. Are you going to put me like in a little cutoff? Are you going to like tie a...
Well, I'm just going to say, if you don't do anal slowly enough with enough lube, it hurts like a motherfucker. So
sure
that's why there's this whole, if you do it, I'll do it. You know, you kind of want to have someone who understands.
I'm taking a dump. I know what it feels like.
No, that's going out. It's built to go out.
Oh, so there's extra resistance because it's coming in.
Yes.
I never really thought about that.
Well, perhaps you should, sir.
I just pictured whole. Yeah, you're right. Because I know sometimes, once in a blue moon, like when I was a little kid especially, I had a real sensitive stomach and I had to take Tylenol suppositories. And I just felt like I was being raped with an ice cube.
Yeah, exactly. And don't you have to get doesn't the doctor have to shove a finger up your ass to check something?
I'm not that old yet.
Oh, I didn't know when that happened.
One time I had to get like a full dick-sized camera in my ass, though.
Well, were you sedated?
No.
Oh, I think they sedate you for that now.
Yeah. No, I had the camera up my ass once that was like shaft size. Not Richard Roundtree, the actor who portrayed
Shaft.
So
you
shaft.
Have had something up your ass, so yeah. I guess...
You know, it really wasn't bad. He laid me on my side, like played some soft music, stroked my hair. No, it wasn't that horrible. I mean, it wasn't like I wish to replicate this.
Plus, like the guys, you know, when you're trying it, the guy's sense of time is very different usually from my sense of time because I'm like, we'll take it slow. And the guy's like, okay. 5 seconds later, I'm like, motherfucker, you know, like, get that out of there.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's the infamous, like, you know, when someone misses.
Oh, what does a miss matter? And then it goes in the right hole.
No, misses in the other direction. That's always...
Misses from right hole to the wrong hole?
Yeah, wakes you up a little bit.
Whoever tries to perpetrate that, it's so transparent.
I don't think... You know, sometimes it legitimately is an accident.
I guess. But I don't even try that. Then it makes you seem like you're fucking short in stature. You're like, oh, my 3 inches slipped out in the middle of my thrust. Yeah,
good times.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway... You were with your ex-girlfriend.
I was. She called, and I was on a shift producing over at the lovely 106.7 The Fan, D.C. You can listen to the archives and hear me on the mic about one time an hour.
Great.
Pretty sweet.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, God. You wade through all that Redskins talk, which is irrelevant the instant another game comes along. But you listen to those five-month-old archives that they maintain.
Sure, because I love football and listening to people talk about it.
I can tell. Really. Analyzing it to death. So she calls during this, and she's all like, meh, 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 I'm blue. My new boyfriend sucks, too.
Does she sound like that?
Yeah. Meh. Stick it in my ass. Meh.
I can see why you liked her. I'm a little...
There you go. That was my ass.
We all knew that was coming.
Stick your finger in my cut!
Thank you for patting. Paddington. That's your name. Okay. So she called and she's like, fuck it, I'm sad. I wasn't really trying to score any ass. I was real tired. I had the show the next day. But I was like, fuck it, I ain't seen her since we did our little sayonara 2 months ago. We'll do something. And I needed to get gas, so I figured I could pick her up and get gas and, like, kind of two birds with one stone.
Multitasking.
Yeah, I pick her up, and we do get gas, and then we go to a 7-Eleven, and I'm like, hey, I know you like Slurpees. And she's like, I didn't bring my wallet. I'm like, fuck it. Slurpee's on me.
I will buy you a Slurpee, madam.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
Are you laughing? This is the one place where I can be a baller. I'm like, anything you surveil, m'lady. Name
if
it
you,
and it is
if
yours.
If you want jerky, jerky shall be yours.
Yes. A Nobertos for the evening. May I suggest jalapeno? Pecan.
My goodness, I'm swooning a little bit myself.
Yeah, I can see the beads of sweat collecting in the...
It's a little ding.
There you go. Oh, yeah, the headlights are out, too.
Yep.
So we get there, and she gets some gummy candy and all that crap. And we go on the curb, and we eat the gummy candy, like a couple of awesome, almost 30-year-olds just sitting and loitering at midnight. We're just
takes you back.
Yeah, it takes me back to the week before when I did the same goddamn thing.
All right.
I was a little less close to 30, but still very much 29.
That's how you roll, awesome.
It is.
Wait, you're only recently 30?
No, I'm 29.
Okay, never mind.
I'm getting there. Why? You're 33.
Mm-hmm, I am.
You know how I remember that?
How?
Your Twitter. Just like I remember you're a man. From your Twitter.
All right.
We're sitting there, and at first, of course, there's the black guy walking by, he isn't wearing a business suit, so automatically I'm just like, he could be a thief. So I act like I'm deep in conversation until he walks by.
Okay.
And she pulls out the, you know who that looked like a little bit? Dave Chappelle. Now, is it just me, or do you never, ever, as a white person, ever say a black person looks like anyone? Unless another black person says it first, and then you can agree with it.
I don't know. I feel like if there's two or three black people together, you can be like, you look like Dave Chappelle. You look like Barack Obama.
That's already a slippery slope. because I'll always respond with my standard.
No, it's a terrible idea to say anything about anyone ever.
No, white people are fine if you're white. Like I said, you look like Velma.
Yeah, and I didn't really appreciate it.
And I heard the chair absorb your wetness 3 seconds later as you reacted properly to that compliment.
No, I it was actually like, you know, a desert immediately happened. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, she said he looked like Dave Chappelle, and you were like, you racist bitch.
I say that, and, well, first I bust their balls. I'm like, you know who else he looked like? Denzel Washington. Oh, and Rock. Charles Dutton. He looked like him, too. And I'll just keep naming black
Sydney
people.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, until they catch on to what dinner. I'm doing. But that's always my go-to.
Okay.
Like he also looked like, you know, Redskins running back Clinton Portis.
She was like, man, why did I let this guy break up with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him so much.
I love being insulted and called a dumb C in so many words. So the black guy walks back smoking a Swisher Sweet. You know, he's got his stinky cigar fix on.
Okay.
And then we're confronted by something even scarier than the black male, who was not really threatening at all, other than his poor garb.
Okay.
And that's like a kind of crazy-looking white lady who walks across the parking lot to us.
Crazy-looking how? Like crazy hair, smelly? Could she smell like that urine funk?
Didn't smell. Skin was that kind of like, I'm of British stock and I'm always in the sun, so I'm not really tan. I'm just like red and leathery.
Okay.
Like I look like an angry tomato with blonde hair. Just kind of, she passed out at a Jimmy Buffett concert at like 1 p.m. and her friends didn't throw an umbrella
okay.
over her. And like at midnight she wakes up just red as shit, looking disheveled.
Okay.
Looking a little drunk. So she was, maybe she got out of an assistance clinic of some sort. Rehab.
She could have just had an acid peel or something. Perhaps she was one of the Real Housewives.
No, that's Mm-mm. not, no.
Because she was walking up to the 7-Eleven, okay.
Yeah, no, none of that. And she walks up and she at first asks a pretty innocent question, but I'm so goddamn paranoid thanks to my mom who convinced me as a kid that like everyone was going to touch my asshole. like anyone who ever walked up to you is going to rob you or fuck you or do them both.
Okay.
Possibly murder you. And this lady walks up, she's like, hey, where's the payphone? So we kind of say, hey, it's down the street, yawn. I think we gave her correct directions. Didn't really give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she marched away. We get back in the car to pull out about 3 minutes later. And this lady walks up, like kind of not touching the car because I would have run her bitch ass over right there. But she's just standing there and kind of waving. We got the windows up, the air's going, and she's like waving
okay.
to get our attention. Now, what do you do in that situation, first of all?
You roll down the window and listen to what she has to say.
No, you're wrong.
Why? Because she has a gun? Because she's bigger than you? I mean, this is a white chick.
That's
it's like
true.
the least offensive thing ever.
Argument. You do make a good point.
The worst that could happen is you're going to get caught up in some crazy pants conversation about aliens, you know, which is you can kind of eventually just be like,
possible,
I got to go.
But you weren't raised by Maria Papageorgiou. She could have been holding a knife. And like the instant I let down the window, the knife's through my neck.
Did she have her hand behind her back?
No, she's just kind of like waving, like
yeah,
in a friendly way.
Yeah, then, you know. Okay, did you roll down the window?
Well, I did, but only because my hands were full of gummy worms. And had my hands been free, I would have shoved that shit in gear and, like, pulled away instantly.
Okay.
Because, fuck it, no good's going to come out of what this girl has to say, right?
And what did she say?
So she walks up, and she tells us the sob story about how the phone ain't working, but it instead of completing the call, it coughed up something like $6 in quarters. And she's holding all these quarters.
Okay.
You're bullshit. Like I don't care how trusting you are. Like, were you molested? Were you that trusting?
No.
Did you get in the car with the puppy?
If I was molested, I would now not be trusting. That's how that works.
Okay, so you haven't been molested
So I guess
yet.
You probably were. I don't know.
I was beaten by a babysitter. I was never diddled.
Okay.
I was just smacked around by a babysitter. Yeah.
Still, though, I mean, I can see why you're not so trusting. Yeah. I mean, I had a really happy childhood, so.
Yeah, I guess mine was like, I was like an infant when I got smacked around. Like, my dad just found me like a fucking red handprint the size of my baby face one time.
Oh, well, if it's before you can talk, who cares? I mean,
well, that's the
bounce
worst.
Kids around and
probably why I can't
totally
have a real
recover.
Relationship now.
Oh, blah, 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 your depression, blah.
Yeah. Love you too, bitch. so she's like, look at all these quarters. I'll give you $1 in quarters.
If
I can borrow your cell phone to complete this call.
Yeah, okay. I probably would have been like, no.
Yeah, so I throw the car into gear because I'm figuring one of two things is going on. One of three things. Hold on, I haven't even counted the options here. But this
you
is
hold
how
up
my...
five fingers.
Yeah, as I hold up five fingers.
One of
fingers.
Three things.
Hold on, let me take care of four of them. There you go. Middle options for you.
Okay.
All right. And I'm thinking, one, I give this lady my phone. She's gone. She's going to use that crackhead speed. Meth addict speed. She's white. She's meth, not crack.
Okay. I'm with you. And I agree.
With me so far, yeah. And what am I going to do? Run her over? Because then I'm the bad guy. Like, I wish we were in India.
Yeah, you would be the
where,
bad guy.
Like, if you just ran over one of the untouchables, you just owed them, like, you know, owed the state, like, $30 for their funeral.
Okay,
in, like,
some
kind of potter's field. That's it. My dad said back in the day when he used to go to, like, Egypt, if you ran over one of the low-class people, you just had to, like, pay the police $40, and that was that.
Nice. I'm glad I know that about your family.
He didn't do it. He was in a taxi cab where the guy just went thump, thump.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I wouldn't have given her my phone. But I'm, you know, okay, so everybody has phones. They're worth like nothing now.
Yeah.
Of course. But still, if a stranger asks me to borrow my phone, it kind of hurts to hand it over.
Hell yeah, it's your object.
And you kind of like stare at them while they're on the phone, even though you know like it's so not a big deal. It's just really not.
Be.
It's not.
To me, it's out of the realm of normalcy. Have you ever had a day where you're like, let me have your phone. Here's my handful of $6.
Yeah, there have been times. Well, no, I've never done the quarters thing. But, you know, I've been without my phone before and been kind of panicked and had to call someone, you know.
And you just borrowed a cell phone.
Yeah, I did.
All right. You're not that threatening looking.
No,
you
I'm not.
You don't look disheveled. You look bathed and stuff.
Well, I have. I do every now and then, yeah.
Your hair's cut.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
Yep.
Stroke the back of your neck. Please tell me you didn't get an actual razor put to the neck.
No.
God. Her chick has like an actual razor put to their hairline. So creepy. So creepy. Maybe it's a black community thing. I don't know. You can say yes or no. Just don't fucking mug into the mic.
I'm not mugging.
Okay.
Just kind of waiting for you to go back to the story.
All right. Well, option one, she's just going to hoof it with my phone.
Uh-huh.
Option two, she's going to sit there with my phone, and from behind a trash can, some guy's going to come out with a gun. Put it to my head.
Yeah, we don't live in, like, you know, Bosnia. We don't live in some post-communist country where people do that.
Maybe
shit.
Maybe I'm getting
because there are places where they do.
Yeah,
know,
and I'll be
where, like, there's a person
shit.
Lying down in the road, and the driver speeds up because he knows that if he stopped to help the person, two guys with Kalashnikovs are going to come out, you know.
Good pull on the AK.
Thank you. No, that actually happened to my dad when he was in Georgia. The Russian
really?
Georgia, not the, like, Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
They were on a tour, and they saw a guy lying down on the road, and the van driver sped up, and they were all like, what are you doing?
It's a hustle.
Yeah, totally, it is.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, fuck it, I don't trust this bitch for nothing, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, look, I'll dial the numbers for you. I've already got the car in gear.
You're just going to hold the phone up.
I'm like, you call out the numbers, I'll dial that shit. What do you want me to say to them? And she's like, tell them that Terry's okay.
Okay.
I'm like, this is weird, but all right. This is so like some kind of fucking child porn ring signal. Like, I'm going to call this and say Terry's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like a SWAT team's going to come in. And I'll have been the one that like sent, you know, 5,000 DVDs of little Filipino boys getting fucked over some border.
Yeah, that'll happen. I love how you take things to, like, the logical absurdity. Like, what is the absolute worst thing that could happen in this situation?
And I'm creative, too, so I really roll with it.
You really should be on more drugs. That's, like, a brain problem.
Probably. I hate them, though. They make me eat even more and masturbate less. That's just...
That is no kind of life.
How is that going to make me
you
less
You should definitely
depressed?
Aim to masturbate more and eat less.
There you
that's
go.
My motto anyway.
That's,
so.
That's a pill right there. You whack it five times a day and you'll be happy with a Tic Tac. So I dial the first number and it's like, bee-dee-dee, number not in service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck me, this is not, something's up. So I'm like, all right, lady, I did my part. Well, before you go, could you dial a second number?
Great.
And she's, like, pulling out this crumpled yellow piece of paper. And I'm like, fuck me, this is really bad. I'm like, okay, through clenched teeth. And I dial it. This number is no longer in service.
So she's obviously, like, either crazy or pulling some sort of a scam at this point.
Yeah, I'm like, look, that one didn't work again. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And she replies, the saddest, well, I guess you don't love me anymore.
Lies! Oh, that's terrible! I guess you don't love me anymore.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to make of this, but you know who never cared about you? Me. And I just pulled the fuck out and got out of there.
That sounds like a con line. It really does.
Something was up, man. Yeah, it's not like she took my wheels off while I was waiting or something. And I had my wallet. I checked.
So did this make your night with your ex better or worse?
I don't know. I dropped her ass off at home, and then I watched...
So that was it. It really had no effect whatsoever.
Yeah,
it wasn't like this amazing adventure that brought you two together again.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No. She just bitched about her boyfriend, like, tooling her. Pretty much it was like listening to her scream about my behavior, about his behavior.
Great.
I was like, this is a little closer comfort shit.
And you were like, just forgive him. It's okay. What he's doing is all right.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we can get into his behavior if you want. But...
No, that's okay. I'm picturing, you know, because she went to you with this problem that she had with you. Like, what are you going to say? Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, I can't believe he did that.
Fucking dick. Who'd ever behave that way?
Right.
All right. Well, I think we're going to end that segment.
Woo-hoo!
Isn't that smooth, the way I use the word segment, actually, to end?
But I'm just glad we got through it. It was a long-ass story.
Shut your mouth. It was a good half hour. Yeah, fucking half hour on the dot, man.
All right.
Well, we're going to come back, and when we do, we are going to, every so often we do a bit where I ask the female co-host if you can pick up a girl in any kind of scenario. And the other day I saw a real cute girl who was working in she was a cashier at a checkout line at one of the groceries. And I'm not going to, like, say I wanted to marry the broad or anything. I was like, fuck it. I'd like to be able to open a conversation with her, though.
Okay.
And at the time, I was convinced you really couldn't. You got a line of people behind you. She sees, like, 10 million people a day. There was a bit on Louie, like, literally the week before on him trying to pick up a cashier and failing. And I'm like, it can't be done. What say you on that?
I think it can be done, but I don't think it should be done.
All right, we'll come back after this. La la la, padding. I don't actually have to cut out. I can edit away anything.
Are we not going to take an actual break?
Oh, do you need an actual break?
Just like a minute.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb.